Welcome to the Unaware Podcast, a place where we view the word unaware as more than what most people think. We see it as a lifestyle, a mindset, and a choice.
To dream, to chase, and to live, and live life to the fullest. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Unaware Podcast.
What is up, guys?
It is,
and girls,
and dudes,
and everyone.
Everyone.
How you doing?
It is your fantastically amazing host, Paul Canner.
And Andrew Ludi.
That's you, bro.
That's me, bro. Oh, I love doing this, man.
We are so happy to be back recording.
We've said that every time.
Yeah.
We've like each recording has had like a month in between, if not more.
Dude, we've been so busy, man.
Bro, you got married.
I got married. Have I been married since the last podcast?
No. This is our first pod since
getting married. This is our first podcast since I got married.
Yeah. Which now that you're a married man, I think we'll have more time to get going instead of being like, bro, wedding stuff.
Yeah. We were doing wedding stuff for two months straight.
Yeah, but it was good, man. Batch party was good. Wedding was good, right?
Wedding was
from the groom himself.
Incredible. Yeah. Got married at Max Patch.
Was wild.
Just absolutely beautiful in the fall.
It was, dude. It was on the top of the mountain. Like, dude. Max Patch, for those who don't know, is in North Carolina on just these like flat top mountains.
Yeah, it was. Oh my gosh. Surreal.
You guys were gorgeous.
Thank you.
Straight gorgeous.
Gorge.
Good. Gorge. You guys were so gorge, bro.
Yeah, and then the reception afterwards, that was a ton of fun.
Yeah. Guys cut the cake with a lightsaber.
Yeah, had to.
That was neat. Oh, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
When you guys, one of my favorite things about your wedding.
Went on our honeymoon.
Anyone on your honeymoon?
Jeez. It's been a month.
Since you left?
It's been a whole month since we said I do.
That's, wow.
Yesterday was a month.
Bro, that's actually crazy. Like, wild.
I know.
I'm going to turn my beanbag chair so I don't have to keep looking at you at an angle. There we go. Now I don't have to crank my neck.
Hey, watch your beverage.
Yeah, I know. That's why I scooted it.
Just kidding.
Scooted it over. So we're finally getting back into the groove of things. We're sitting down in the soon-to-be studio. We got the lights set up, the beanbag chairs, all the other equipment we just need, a backdrop.
And a table.
And then we'll...
Then we'll be cooking with some gas.
And then we'll actually be able to shoot and send and release season 3, bro.
I know, man.
I've had so many people ask.
Same.
But it's coming. It's coming. We're working on it.
And if actually, you're here right now,
you're listening.
You've already listened to the first couple episodes.
Anyway, yeah, I feel like that was a really long intro. Paul, what are we talking about today, dude?
Dude, you know, I was just racking my brain trying to figure out what we would talk about.
Were you really racking your brain? Would you say maybe you're lost in the thoughts?
Yeah, dude. I think we should talk about just being lost.
Dude, I love that idea.
Yeah. Which it kind of just stemmed from a conversation that me and Andrew were having the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about life stuff and how sometimes we go through these phases of just feeling lost or like feeling like you don't know what's next for you.
Yeah, and I'll add on to that too.
I feel like we're both at in that phase.
I was about
right
to say
now.
That's what I was going to add on. Is like we're not like completely lost,
yeah,
but we're at a point of, well, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you listen to the last episode, I think it was the Crossroads talk. And this is a bit of an extension of that conversation, but more on the purpose of, hey, for those people out there who really feel lost, like actually don't know where they're going, any idea, you know, that can be scary. Especially when people don't talk about it, or, you know, I don't know. It's just, it can be it can be scary.
Yeah. So, Andrew, I just get right into it.
Let's shoot, man.
What's going on with you? Why do you feel like you're lost?
I feel a little bit lost. Mostly because I don't know whether I should fully commit to one thing or not. You know, we talked in the last episode about maybe Europe, maybe van, maybe psychology, maybe work, you know, and a lot of big decisions, right? So my lost is definitely different in the fact that, yeah, I have options. It's more of where does my heart want to go and what makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You know, that's the scary part. And there's a lot of unknown in decisions like that.
Would you say that you're unaware?
Yes, I would. But on that lost feeling, so let's talk about right now, because I've been in things like that before, and that's just uncertainty. That happens in life. But why I feel so lost, and why I say the word lost, is since getting back from Europe, I feel like my heart has been a constant tug, pull, like war of where my life is going to go. Am I going to go do something that helps people, helps the greater good? Am I going to go travel, explore, meet people, create fun memories, experiences? Am I going to go build financial security, invest in future and family? And I have zero clue of what to do, you know? So it's like I stand there and, you know, at this crossroads, right? With, in this current moment, just like, I don't know what to be doing right now. So like that's where that lost feeling for me comes in, because, okay, let's say Germany next year. That's a year away. What do I do in that year? I have no idea, man. Lost. Like, who knows, I just
maybe
don't
meet
know.
A nice girl and settle down.
I could. She could convince me to settle down, but then that's a whole nother conversation. You know, like I don't know what I'll be doing a year from now and what to be doing within that year.
And you know what, bud?
What, bud?
That's completely okay.
I know it is.
You're not...
I know you're also speaking to the audience.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like...
You know what? I think a lot of people are lost with, like, right after they graduate college or even high school.
Mm-hmm,
if they decide not to go to college, because once you're out of college, the real world just like swallows you up. You're on your own. You kind of got to figure out everything by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have like a job, like straight up lined up, then you're trying to figure that out. And you're like, do I really, you know, want to do this thing that my major tells me to do, or do I want to go down a path that like I'm more passionate about, or something that interests me?
Isn't it crazy how we go from one of the most structured childhood adolescence to completely wide open adulthood where anything can happen?
Like I said, it feels like adulthood just swallowed me whole. And
it does, man. And you know, a lot of times it doesn't quite hit, because what you're saying is you have that job lined up, right? And a lot of people find happiness, they find fulfillment, they find themselves in it. But there are also a lot of people out there that I know, I've had conversations with, I've seen, where they're like, nah, this ain't it. This isn't the job I want, or this isn't the industry, or this isn't the location. And then you start thinking like, well, crap, now what do I do? And that's where it hits. So for people who haven't felt lost, which I think is probably the minority, like, keep going, man. You found your thing. You're doing great. I believe in you. Like, that's so awesome, dude. Thrive. Keep going. But for the people who have not found that, who maybe have something that works but doesn't quite fulfill you, I'd say that's lost too.
Mm-hmm.
Or for people who completely hate what they're doing or have nothing – who you feel like you're just in this cloudy mist of life and you're just going at it daily, being like, I don't know. I'm just trying to survive.
Yeah. And like being lost doesn't necessarily, it's not just necessarily like jobs.
Yeah.
It could be like relationships, like friendships, try just with other people, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm lost. Not me personally. Like people are like, I'm lost in this relationship. I don't know where it's going.
I hope you not personally.
No, not me personally.
See that ring on that finger.
I love my wife. And I lost my train of thought. Like I'm lost in this relationship. I don't know where it's going. I want it to go this way, but maybe the person doesn't necessarily that feel that way, but like I really love that person. So I don't know.
Life can be complicated.
Or you're just lost in the single life, you know? You're like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I haven't been single in quite a bit, but
that's good, man.
I know how it felt when I was.
Well, yeah, I think that brings up an interesting just subtopic of that is you want something that you don't have currently.
That's a
right.
That's a good way to put it.
You keep waking up being like, man, I really want this. Man, I really want this. Whether that's relationship, higher pay, travel this place, you know, throw in anything to that spot and you're not getting it, that can really build up on yourself and be like, man, maybe I suck. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe, mm-hmm. and that self-doubt starts to kick in and take over. And even that, you can get lost within that. Lost in the sauce, which actually this is completely different, but I think this is like really good stuff. So I do want to share it. Is a lot of times when you set those things, or let's even simplify, you set goals, right? As we were kids, people would always be like, write down goals, set goals, which I do, right? But let's say one of my goals is, and I have a few friends out there like this, is like, I want to be married by 25. Okay, what happens when you hit 25 and you're not married? Okay, I want to have this pay when I'm 30. And you hit 30 and you don't have that pay. Right? Then you start like, oh, I'm a failure. I didn't make it. I didn't do it.
That doesn't mean you failed.
Doesn't mean you failed. So here's where I'm coming from. Is maybe we should set objectives without limitations instead of goals with limitations.
Mm.
Right? It's I want to be married. Boom. Start working towards that. I want to make this pay. Boom. Start working towards that. I want to have this job. Start working towards that instead of being like, yeah, in a year I want to do like, yeah, have time frames, have rough time frames because obviously you want to be able to track in some way, but don't make it life or death if you hit it, right? Like don't rush things.
Which is kind of opposite of like what they taught us. Like
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh, make sure that your goals are quantifiable and are something that like has
yeah
like a number
you can track the smart yes. goals
yeah the smart you know? goals, the smart the freaking smart goals mm-hmm. man,
specific, measurable, attainable, and like time oriented.
What's the R? Reachable
yeah, reachable, realistic or reachable yeah. depending on which class you took.
depending on what school you went to,
which I do agree with, right? When you have goals, let's just say like in real world, it's like business, like it is good to have them be able to be all those things.
Right. But these are like life goals.
And so that's why I'm going to change it to objectives. Because then it's like, okay, I want to hit that in my life, not when I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, you don't want to rush certain things or just marry someone just to marry someone or get this job that you're going to hate even though it pays this much, you know, it's...
Yeah.
When it comes to stuff like that, and, you know, this is just a thought that I've had and I'm throwing it out there, is maybe it's better to have it be an objective instead of a goal. But goals aren't bad. So, you know, depending on your lifestyle, your personality, figure that out. But that was a tangent. Back to the lost conversation. Paul, where are you at?
Yes, sir.
Lost boys over here.
Just a couple of lost boys. I would say that I'm more on the lost as in, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I feel like I've gone from job to job, just trying to find anything that will stick. And so far, haven't really been successful at finding a job I like. But, you know, I'm still moving. I'm not giving up hope. Right now I'm unemployed, which isn't, like, I'm at a point where I've been not working for probably about 2 months. And I'm at the point where I'm just like, I need something.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, yeah, not doing anything is great for a time. Like, oh, I have no responsibilities.
Woo!
But it gets to a point where you're just like, I'm not doing anything. I'm waking up late, like noon,
mm-hmm.
sometimes later, not doing anything. I mean, yeah. I get to hang out with Leah, but that is great. Work, though, that's great, but she's also working during the day. I don't know. I feel lost. Like, because in my head, I'm like, where am I going to be in like 5 years? What am I going to be doing? And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where I'm going to live. Because I don't want to stay in Ohio. Who does?
A lot of
kidding.
People.
Ohio's great.
I actually do love Ohio.
We love Ohio. But
you want to go somewhere different.
But yeah.
That's a life objective.
I want to see other places. I want to live in other places. And like even we talked about van life.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so cool. Now we would get lost.
That's a different kind of loss.
It's a different kind of loss.
That's getting lost intentionally.
Sorry, I'm so punny. But yeah, man, like I have applied to some places. I mean, I had an interview the other day and I think it mm-hmm. went really well. And you know, that would be great. And I hope that is great. And we're going to find out if it's actually like the path that I'm supposed to go down.
Yeah. I think your style of loss in terms of the just not knowing where to go in life or mm-hmm. what to do with your life is probably where most people get that feeling.
Yeah. I mean, I've had this feeling for years.
And now, like, I'll even say just from a third person perspective for you, I feel like being married adds an extra pressure to that.
Yeah.
You know,
because it's not just me.
It's not just you.
We're lost.
Mm-hmm.
If one of us is lost, we're both lost.
She lost too. Leah, you lost.
She's lost.
She lost. So that begs the question of, you know, where are you at with that feeling? How has it impacted you emotionally, physically, you know, like, what has that feeling done to you, Paul?
Oh, dude, being lost is not fun. It makes me feel like a failure sometimes, honestly. Because I look around at like a lot of my friends and they have their life figured out. They're buying houses.
Do they? Well,
they're getting married. Why?
Well, you I'm got married, married now. But you can't use that.
My gosh. They have a really good job that they really love. Dude, even at some of the jobs that like I thought I liked and I'm like, okay, this is cool. I'm doing this. Even at those jobs, I was like, something doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And I still felt like I was on the wrong path. Like I was lost.
And so when you hit that feeling of like, hey, yo, I'm lost right now, what do you do first? Like, do you just sit in it? Does it make you sad? Does it make you angry?
I mean, at first.
Like for you.
For me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get sad. But that feeling probably comes with a lot of mental health stuff, but it gives me a sense of anxiety as well. Like, because when you think about the future, most people get pretty anxious.
Yeah.
So like that thinking about the future and thinking about like where you're going and figuring out what your life is going to look like, that is just the trifecta right there. You're just like, you're all up in your head. You don't know which way is up. You don't know which way you're going. And it's just, it's a feeling of confusion, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like being lost is confusion. Yeah. I am confusion.
I am confusion.
You did that sound.
That was my mic moving, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies.
And part of me was a little angry at myself.
Why?
Because I don't have it figured out.
Why do you have to have it figured out?
You know, I don't. That's why I said part of me.
So it's like an inner battle.
It's like an inner battle, exactly. It's like, the part of it's almost as if like my past self is still living in my head. And my past self was like, all right, you're going to figure all this out by this age. And you're going to be making this much money, having this job, and you're going to be married and all that. Well, I am married.
You are married.
We gotta stop saying that.
Well, you know, you got a month in, so like it will kick.
Yeah.
You've already hit one. So actually, this is a good point. I'm glad you keep saying this.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like my past self is like still trying to control my present self.
Yeah. Before I forget this thought, I'm gonna throw it out there and then we'll circle back to it.
Okay.
Is you keep saying like, you know, like I see other people getting married, but you've done it, right? And so there's this, I guess you could sum it down to grass is green on the other side. Like, once I get these things, then I'll be happy. Then I'll be fulfilled. But you get those things, and you're still like, yeah, it's great. That's a great part of my life. But there's still more. I'm still lost. Yeah. I'm still...
Objective.
We'll come back to that. But continue on your thought, just so we can remember.
Yeah. I think I was talking about my past self controlling my present self. Do you know what I'm saying by that? Mm-hmm. Like all the thoughts and stuff that I had when I was like a kid, like a high schooler, and even like in college, is like, it's still like marinating in my head. Like, are you going to do this stuff? Or are you just going to like sit around and do nothing?
Yeah.
Like you said, it's like an internal battle.
Mm-hmm. It's a battle with, well, I guess this is how I perceive it. Is it's almost a battle with your self-image on who you are now versus who you thought you were going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Ooh.
And I guess for me, growing up, I was never the type of person that had a dream job or never thought about like, oh, I want to be this type of person with this type of trait, you know? And so I feel like I haven't personally struggled with that too much. Of the, oh, dude, I thought I'd be here. I thought I'd have that. And I know that's very common. we got mic problems. It doesn't make the weird sound that mine did, though. But for me, I still get that inner self battle of more of like, okay, I'm here. I feel like I should be doing more. You know, so for people out there listening, it isn't just a one-way street. Oh, if you have this, then boom, right? It can come out in a lot of different ways. And, you know, that's why I'll sum it up is that it's that inner battle of just yourself versus who you want to be, who you thought you were going to be, where you thought you were going to go and work and do, you know, like, it's almost as if you set all these expectations or you hold yourself to this higher level and you're not meeting them. And so then it causes you to then react in some way through depression, anxiety, anger, you know, a whole lot of different realms. So like for you, Paul, you know, you sit there and you're battling with your past self, right? And I'm a hypocrite, so I want to say that first, but like where my brain's going for you is, okay, well, why don't you list out all the things you have done, all the positives and all the greatness and the achievements and all the stuff that you have succeeded or places you thought you would never get to, but you're there, right? Our brain is wired in such a way that you are constantly analyzing and thinking more about the negative. We put more weight on negative things, right? For example, if that doesn't make sense, think about your day, right? Yesterday. So many things could have been great. One thing happens that goes bad or goes wrong. What do you think about first when you think about that day?
The negative.
The negative, right? And so, you know, zooming out even more is it's a battle of how you let negativity play out in your life. And so that's where I'll challenge you. And again, I'm a hypocrite because I do this too. And this is like my inner dialogue in itself, but trying to put more emphasis on the positives and be able to look back and be like, oh, you know what? I did that. That's sweet. Or I should be so happy. But we never do that. And so you're constantly sitting there being like, I'm not good enough. I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm not here. But you are there. You're there. You're there. You know? Does that make sense at all?
Yeah. So that negative thought thing, it in my small group, we were talking about this. And a human has, like, I think it's like 60-something thousand thoughts a day.
Sure.
Something like that. I don't know the exact number.
A lot.
Might be more. Might be even more than that. But there was another stat. It was like, don't quote me on this, but I think it was like 70-something percent of them are negative. That's a lot of negative thoughts.
I wonder how they...
I forget what the...
Well, I mean, it might be 50%, might be 40%, but that's still high.
It's something like
that. You have a lot of negative thoughts. Let's just
blanket statement there. You have a lot of negative thoughts.
Project Unaware, you have a lot of negative thoughts.
And the positive thoughts are just kind of like forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, when you look at your day, are you thinking about all the positive things that happened to you? No. You're going back and you're like, man, I can't believe that guy cut me off and almost got in a wreck with me. Man, I woke up late today. Just like all these,
it takes one
these
thing.
Like tiny negative mm-hmm. things, and it's just like it's almost like a butterfly effect, but no, not a butterfly. Domino effect. No. Like as one when one domino fall. Why did I say butterfly?
When one, it's a cool word.
That's time travel.
It's an effect.
When one negative thought, it just makes the other one fall, and it keeps going, and then you're left with just a bunch of fallen dominoes and negative.
But you
thoughts.
Never take the moment to be like, wow, that was cool watching those dominoes fall.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
like you don't look at the big picture. You're looking at all the negative.
Dude, I love these things. Conversations because it makes you just, and I've realized this before, but it just reminds me of how you can find positive and negative in anything, right? Because, you know, we could be having a different conversation and be talking about, well, looking back and looking at the big picture can be negative. But here we're saying it can be positive, right? And that just blows my mind because it just comes down to how you view life and how you view things, right? Because if you're someone that's going to look back in your life and overthink and look at only the mistakes you've made, yeah, that sucks. You don't want to do that.
No.
But if you're someone that never gives yourself credit, yeah, go back and look at your life and be like, yeah, I did these cool things. But then again, like depending on who you are and how you do that, it could be either pro or con.
Yeah.
And that just, like, it blows my mind on how diverse and crazy our brains work. And just like, you know, we could say the perfect thing for this type of person, but this person's going to need to hear a completely different thing. Ah, blows my mind. Just reminds me of how crazy things are. And I know that does absolutely nothing for our conversation, but I just blew my mind for that.
Yeah, it's all good. that is mind-blowing.
Anyway, I want to circle.
Even I haven't thought of like positive thoughts as like the actual big picture. It's always been like,
So one quote, and this is how I try to remind myself of that is, and I think I've told you this before because you were like, whoa. Actually, I have told you this before.
Definitely.
But if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah. We talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah. And it's so true because that's how you get all these different types of people, whether they're like a person that worries, a person that stresses, a person that this, you know, fill in the blank. And it's hard. I'm not saying this is easy, right? It is hard to think about thinking differently and changing that. But it starts with baby steps, you know, and being able to be, hey, here's the situation. Okay, let's pull myself out of it emotionally. Because that's where a lot of the negatives are, is if when you're like in the heat of the moment and you're trying to think through things, right? You're going to make mistakes because you're tied to it emotionally. You're in the heat of the moment. But if you wait a day, right, you're like, okay, this happened and this is why and this is how. Let's look at it, right? And that's hard to do. I get that. But that's what I would say is the first step of trying to change how you view things. Because if you're a negative person or hang around negative people, at least for me, my personal case, I feel it. I feel impacted whenever I'm someone like by people that just talks crap about people constantly or like, oh, this sucks. This sucks. This sucks. Like I get like weighed down. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Or am I just crazy over here?
No, I feel that.
Right? Like that's why I'm always like, I'm blindly optimistic and I know that. I know that about myself. In a lot of cases, I probably shouldn't be, but I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Oh, we'll be great. Yeah, dude, it's going to work out.
Way. I'm the same way.
We're all good.
Like, for the wedding and stuff, we're just, there's, I'm not going to get into all the nitty gritty.
All the chaos.
But there were some moments when my wife, Leah, she'd be like, This isn't gonna work. We're gonna run out of money, and like we're not gonna be able to do this. And I'm just like, it's gonna be okay. Everything will work out.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
Yeah.
I was like, I said that so many times, and it's just that blind optimism. You're just like, you know, I don't know if it's actually gonna work out, but I believe in my heart. That it will.
In some way, it will.
In some way, it will work out.
It might not work out the best. It might not work out
the way that you picture it working out, but it will work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It will work out. And if it doesn't, you know, it doesn't. You move on and, like, you're, you know, live for me 23 years of life. Things have gotten me to where I am. I'm still all right.
We still here?
We still here.
We're still living.
Breathing.
Breathing.
Yeah.
You're about to turn 24?
I'm about to turn 24 in like
a week.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah, actually.
Literally
a week from now, I turn 24. Shoot, mid-20s. Still lost. Yeah. Anyway, circling back, long tangent. Maybe you guys got something from that. We're just excited. And so we're doing a little rambly podcast, but that's all right. Yeah, you
know. We also came into this just
lost. I want to circle back to an interesting conversation. Is like,
this is an interesting conversation. I don't know.
All of it's
interesting. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I just want to circle back to this before I forget. Okay. It's that aspect of like, have you ever thought about in your life, you know, let's say, oh, I want to be married. I want to have this. But then you get those things. Are you the type of person that can be like, oh, I have this now? Instead of just moving on to the, well, now I want this.
Like, is it connected to the thing you have? You're just like, I'm married. What's the next
thing? Right. So, yeah. So, like, I guess the way I'm pitching it is a lot of people for happiness. Let's give this a set definition. I will be happy when I am married, have this job, and doing this, right? Because you look at other people and they're like, oh, they're married, they have this, they seem happy. But then you get married, you get that job, you get this, right? And you're still sitting there, and now you're like, that feeling of lost might not go away. So you're like, okay, what next? What next? What next? What next? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, that stuff is not the key to happiness.
No. No, it is not.
I think I'm understanding what you're saying. Like,
right.
Like, you get married, you get the job you want, you're making the money you want, but you're still, like, there's more, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a desire.
There has to be more. It's the desire.
Like, it's the thrill, the chase. Because for you right now, you know, for your personal example, you have a happy marriage, right? You married your best friend. This is phenomenal. But you still have this lost feeling. Because that is only one aspect of your life. Whereas a lot of people will put emphasis on one area of life. Like, once I get this job, everything else will be fine. But then they get that job, or they never do, so they constantly are in this spiraling depression. But once I get that job, that does not necessarily mean everything's going to be all right. You're going to figure everything out, and that lost feeling will go away.
Yeah.
So there's like this aspect of balancing. This is where, like, because I've tried to figure out how to counteract that feeling. And for me, where I'm at now, and this is not the right answer for everyone. This isn't even maybe a right answer for me, but it's where I'm at now is trying to find a balance of both the desire, the goals, the objectives, who I am now, and my energy level, and trying to find something that feels right. It might not have to be like the most perfect job, the most perfect marriage, the most perfect this, most perfect that, because that's high expectations that just are going to let me down.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, okay, why am I lost? Well, I don't know what I want to do. Okay. Well, start taking steps towards that and be okay with not knowing what to do now, but know that you're balanced because you're working towards that and find solitude in that. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
How would you say, because that's kind of like where my brain's gone for like, oh, try this to get out of that lost feeling. Like, what have you tried? Where are you at now? Help people out there who are like, you know what? Yeah, I am lost. I don't know what to do with my life.
You know?
I don't. I'm about to, though. I'm
trying to form my words.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a heavy hitter question right there.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, to help you out here, is if we had the answer to that, we wouldn't be lost.
Yeah, that's
right. And you know, for listeners right there, is that like we're just as lost as you guys, but a part of that is to talk about it, and a part of that is to try things, and a part of that is to make steps forward, maybe in a left direction, maybe in a straight direction, maybe in a right direction, like to make steps towards something. And so, you know, part of this Project Unaware, part of this podcast is for me and Paul to sit here, be open, throw ideas out for you. And if something clicks, it clicks, right? So I know, like, I don't have the right answer. I know you're not going to.
No.
But, like, where are you at now with it? What are you trying?
Oh, for real? Or is
oh, for real. For
real. Okay, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think that for me right now, how I'm trying, like I am taking steps to get out of this feeling of being lost. And like, I think when I was like at my lowest, I was just like, you know, I'm looking on job sites. Nothing seems interesting to me. I'm not applying to jobs. I'm just kind of going through life. Mm-hmm. Just skating by.
Yeah.
Not making money. But like a way to get out of that for me specifically, I mean, I was looking on job sites every day. I started applying to jobs. I started talking to my friends, which is actually how I got this interview and everything. So like talking to people helps in the long run. Because you're not just keeping it into like to yourself. Like if you have like a friend or like significant other or like a family member, you can talk to them about it and they will help you find the way. You're lost in the woods at night. Call your friend up, brings you a flashlight.
Yeah.
Now they're lost with you. But, you but now you have a flashlight to guide you home. So I think one of the things that helps me the most is talking to my people, getting advice from them. Could always lead to something.
Could. You never know.
Could.
That actually reminded me of a conversation I had. I have a buddy who's actually pretty similar to where I am at right now in life. Just when I was visiting him, he was actually, yeah, we're the Lost Boy Club or something like that. And I was having a good conversation with him on Instagram. Let me see if I can find it. Like right now, he's trying to figure out rent, trying to figure out job, trying to figure out where to live. And I mean, he sent me this like, just I asked him to break down his life and he broke it down. I mean, a full description of like, hey, this is where I'm all at, right? And he was like, I want to stay here, but like I have family here and it makes sense to move. And so maybe I should do it. And kind of putting on that point is like he was able to talk to me and build on his ideas and his wants and his goals and his needs, right? But I could have just sat there in his head being all complicated. But once he, you know, some people need to write it down, some people need to say it. And he was able to type it down and just be like, oh, shoot, like, okay, right? But one thing,
yeah, just getting it out there helps immensely.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I said the. I know I sent something. Okay, yeah, I found it. So he was talking about like trying to build a community, trying to find places, whatnot. And so essentially, I'm going to skip the whole first part because that's like super personal to like his job and what he wants to do. And at this point, it's like you said, being on the edge is scary. But just to reinforce it so you know you're not alone, it's also the best place to be. You have everything in front of you and you can just pick and go. Like that is so exciting when you think about it. And it is scary because it's exciting. Just go where your heart calls. Best advice I could give you right now, honestly. Your head is going to come up with a thousand reasons not to go where your heart says to go, but it's up to you just to go anyway. And then I ended up with like, you'll figure it out. I know you will some way, somehow. Just keep your head up, enjoy the moment. And I know that's weird to say, but one day you'll be locked in and doing your thing, right? But like right now you can go anywhere, do anything, be anyone. Enjoy that moment and just keep pushing to be the best you like you have been for doing for years. And then I was like, just promise me you won't sit in that crossroads. And I was kind of talking to myself here too, waiting for the choice to become 100% because it never will. Trust yourself and commit to trying something. You'll know soon enough it's the right path or if you should try doing something different.
Wow.
And we kept talking a bit about that, but you know, a lot of that too was because he was hitting that. I was like, dude, like I relate, but here's what I'll say to you, you know? And so to add on to that thing you were just talking about, it's like talking to people, talking to your people who get that, who might be able to relate, who might be able to say different things. That is one heck of a first step. So yeah, I liked that poll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good answer. But also for the people who are feeling lost, like maybe my message that I just read out loud to him will help too. You know, it is exciting to be lost. It's scary, but it's exciting because anything can happen. You just have to go try something. Which is fascinating. And here's an inner battle I've been in. And this is adding on to how I felt lost, is because I keep telling myself I need to do this thing and then I don't. Which is stupid, because let's say like you're at a job and your boss tells you to do something. Are you going to do it?
Absolutely, you're going to do it.
You're going to do it. If your friend calls you and be like, hey, man, can you do this? Or, hey, are you going to do it?
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
But then you're like, hey, Paul or Andrew, talking to yourself, I need to do this thing on Thursday for my life, for my job, for my career, whatever. There's a high chance you don't.
I don't.
What is that, man? Like, for me, it's like, is that just because you don't respect? Like, do I not respect myself enough to sit there and be like, yeah, let me do this? Or is it the resistance that kicks in and goes, nah, man, like, you can do that tomorrow.
Back to resistance.
Like, that's been baffling. That's been on my mind for a bit. And I can't steal that, like, listen to your boss versus thing. I saw that somewhere else. I heard that. But it is interesting to think about is you'll do something. You have the energy to do things if someone else tells you to do it and you're getting paid for it or you respect them or whatnot. But when you tell yourself to do something, hey, I need to do this because I think it will help. Or, hey, and you're just like, yeah, I'll get around to it. I'll do it eventually. I have time. That's
probably some fear involved with that.
Probably. Yeah. It pisses me off, but I do it all the time.
Yeah, me too.
And I hate that because then you just keep sitting there in that lost feeling and you're not doing anything towards it. Hate that feeling. I hate that feeling. It drives me nuts, man. But I do it anyway.
We all do.
I know we do. Which is why I wanted to throw that out there. It's like, you're not alone. You know, you listen to our podcast and you must think we're some, well, I hope you think we're very knowledgeable on all the sources. But like, you know, we're figuring things out too. It's the truth. Everyone is. And if you don't think they are, they're lying to you.
Nobody's got their life completely figured out.
Yeah, like, you know, Paul, you said earlier, I have friends that look like they have their life together.
They don't.
They have some aspects, just like you have some aspects.
They have some objectives,
completed. Just like every single person does. But every person is probably desiring to be somewhere or grow or be someone different. Or have someone else's house or job or money. List goes on.
Yeah.
Which is tough.
Yeah.
But it also means you're not alone. Like when you're in the middle of the woods walking out with a flashlight, you got a buddy there with you. As long as you're willing to talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's okay to be vulnerable when you're lost. That's where I'll end my argument.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, dude.
I kind of want to like challenge you, myself, and all the listeners.
Do it, man.
We need to write out our objectives. And I know a lot of people have goals. But I like the way how you said like objectives, and you don't like quantify it
without without limitations.
Without limitations, yeah. So like, and also, don't just write down like what you need to do. Write down what you've actually accomplished, because I think that will inspire you, and just give you like the positive motivation. Just knowing that. Hey, I haven't failed.
Mm-hmm.
My life is not a failure. Look at all these things that I've done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that'd be really helpful for myself, you, whoever's listening.
That is one habit I need to build is writing. Like I've done it, but I don't do it often.
Yeah.
That's a good challenge.
And I'm sure you had limitations on
what you did. Oh, I'm sure I have. I mean, I have my whole pre-30 goals, which have limitations of doing before I'm 30.
Yeah, you just need to throw those away. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
I'm just kidding.
Well, because I want to be like, I don't want a blanket statement sit there and say goals with limitations are bad. Because they're not.
No, they're not.
But there are certain things.
We're talking about life objectives.
Yeah.
We're not talking about goals.
Like a goal or just would be like, hey, I have the goal of getting more fit. So let me go to the gym once a week or twice a week, three times a week. That needs to be accountable or else you're going to be like, oh, man, I've gone once in the past 5 months.
I did it.
But like.
No, that's not a life objective.
No. You know, so there's the difference. And maybe like this is a challenge for you to sit there and know yourself. Like, okay, what needs to be an objective versus what needs to be a goal?
Like, think about it. I'm sure all of us. Maybe not everyone, but graduate high school. That was a goal for us at one point.
That was, man.
We all accomplished it. Most of us.
Most of us.
There might be
the general population.
Some young people. College. Graduate college. Somehow I did it.
Listen, if Paul can do it, you can do it. Yeah. Paul took a few extra years.
And they don't even have to be like super big like that.
No, they don't. It doesn't even have to be college either. Yeah. A lot of people go to trade school. A lot of people go right into work.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We did that.
You know what's one thing I'm taking away from this? I'm not as lost as I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sit there and I get negative.
Dude, we got our flashlights, man.
We do. And I gotta like realize and appreciate that. But instead, I've just been sitting here being like, yeah, I'm lost. Yeah, I'm lost. I'm almost using it as an excuse. Oh, I'm lost. So that way I don't have to do that tomorrow, even though I know I should. You know, it's almost becomes a comfort, even though we know it's not. And that's super weird to think about.
Yeah.
I don't know, people out there listening. Maybe that's what you're doing too. So just think about it.
Yeah. Get lost in thought.
Get lost, get unlost, get unaware. Yeah. Maybe you're more lost after this conversation, but hey, that's maybe not a bad thing.
We can give you flashlights.
Yeah, just ask.
Just ask.
One thing I'm discovering currently is the more vulnerable you are with your people you love, the more they're able to come around you and love you, support you, help you out, help you get unlost.
I just saw a really cool like t-shirt design.
Dude, write it down.
Going with the lost and the flashlight.
Flashlight. Oh, yeah.
Are you picturing it?
And we can put unlost on it or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Stay tuned.
Mm. That's another thing. That's actually a goal I need to make. Not an objective without limitation. One thing at a time, though.
One thing at a time.
Life's been busy, so. All right. Anything else, Paul?
You know, no.
I do know now.
I think that challenge.
Mm-hmm. I miss Paul's weekly challenges.
Yeah. You already know. They're coming back.
They're coming back.
As I've been married for a month, I feel like I've gotten wiser and more mature.
So, fast forward a few years, as I've been married, fill in the blank time, I've gotten wiser. That's going to happen every day.
I'm just going to say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No, but
marriage equals wisdom.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. just kidding. But
no, I like that challenge.
Yeah. Do you have anything, Andrew?
No, I think that's it, man.
All right, then. That's it.
All right. Well, we'll see you back next week. If you liked it, let us know. We have had quite a few personal conversations with people that listen. So it's not that weird if you reach out with anything or pitch a question or want to tell us something. Like, we love to hear it.
Our DMs are always open.
So, but we will talk to you guys
next week.
Next time.
Next week.
Please.